What's up, everyone? What's up? This is your boy, Seti J, and you tune into Life at the Dusk Live, Hump Day After Dusk Wednesdays, and today is September 23rd. We got a lot of the stuff we're going to talk about today. We got the Season 2 premiere of Empire we're going to chop up, which comes on right after this show. We're going to talk about some of the scandal cover-ups and how race-baited it is. I'll talk about the Human Canvas cover contest that ends tonight. This battle has been going on pretty well, man. I'm loving it. It's turning into a cat fight, y'all. I'm telling you, it is turning into a cat fight. And we got so much more coming right here on Life of Dust Live. We'll be back right after this. Let them know 2D.
Wishing in the bottle, this is life after dust. Music was with hot models. We got them. Life after dust, dust, dust. By the radio, the come up is a must. Must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
All right, welcome, welcome. Again, welcome to Life After Dust Live with your host, Steady J. And, man, it's great to be able to just bask in the ambiance of fall. Fall has started, and man, you're in Texas. Sometimes you can't tell the difference between when fall has started and if summer is still here. But it's a beautiful thing. I know about some of the people around here that complain about it being hot. Me, I like the heat. I hate cold air. I like, you know. Now, I can rock with people that want it kind of like in the 80s. I'll rock with that. If it was like in the 80s all year, it'd be pretty cool because it's not burning hot and it's not super cold. It's just right. You can enjoy the weather. And I think that's perfect. The 80s, if it was in the 80s all year, man, ideal weather. But, hey, the fall has started. And, yeah, man, it means A lot of great shows have premiered this week alone, and a few more next week, and it's just gonna be a great, really great lineup. I've been tuned to a lot of shows. Of course, you guys have seen, if you've been paying attention to my social media, I've been kind of talking about some of the shows I've been watching. I try not to talk about the shows too much during the show. Just kind of let y'all rock a little bit. But kind of, you know, some of the shows I have been watching throughout this week. Some very interesting shows on top of that. Monday, I missed Gotham. I will be catching up on that. Of course, you know, the show comes on during Gotham. So, miss Gotham. And but I did get a chance to catch Minority Report afterwards. So, my thoughts on Minority Report, which a lot of people have been wondering if they want to change the channel or not. My personal opinion, Minority Report is good. It's on a scale, on a SETI scale of 1 to 5, I put it about 3.75. I like the fact that it's actually continuing where the movie left off some years after, and when they end up meeting, you know, fighting the twins and whatnot. The precogs again, they take a big part of this, and it's basically like picking up the pieces from that point. And one of the main characters of the show is Megan Good's character, in which, you know, all these crimes that what's so ironic is a lot of crimes that are happening are going on from the precog phase. If you don't I'm not gonna get too much into it because as that breakdown, because you haven't seen the movie, it's a lot to break down to you. But if you watch the show, you kind of catch up with it. And the pre-cause ended up having her, ended up helping her. One of the pre-cause, I should say, Dash, he ends up helping her character find, kind of solve crimes before they happen. But of course, you know, that involves, in order to put the pieces together, you know, that involves sometimes he has to contact the other two. And so, you know, and it's crazy because now you get to, it's not just a freaking pre-cog sitting in a little milk bath. You're actually kind of getting them our personality and understanding them even more. And the other brother who's kind of into himself, like, you don't know, he's kind of a jerk. And the difference between the two is the main one who helps, he can see stuff. You know, he's really good at seeing the visions of what's going to happen. But he can't quite put together, like, names and addresses, those kind of details. The other brother can. And, of course, the sister, she can do it all. But, of course, she doesn't want to get involved. So you get entangled a lot of that into it. Blind Spot, pretty good show. You know, it's going to be one of those shows that some people might take them a little bit to, you know, kind of get into. But I think give it about two or three more episodes, people will definitely be feeling it. So just wait on that. Another show I watched some shows yesterday. I watched The Muppet Show. My personal opinion, hilarious show. Very hilarious. And the other show I got to catch was Scream Queens. Scream Queens is pretty decent. It's for those of you who are American Horror Story fans, this show kind of reminds you of it's like a comical version of that show. So trust me, watch it. You're going to definitely love it. And then finally, what I got a chance to watch yesterday, which seems like it's going to be a very promising show. I like how they kind of switch things up. It kind of, you know, it connects to the movie, but it kind of has its own legs. I like it. The Limitless series, like, you got to catch that. I don't want to give away too much, but definitely go check it out and find out what's going on there. It's going to be a really good show. And Bradley Cooper's character even helps out the main character in this continuation. So, yes, man, definitely check the shows out. And tonight, of course, that leads to tonight's season premiere of Empire. I'm so excited to see Empire tonight, y'all. I'm really excited. I've been, if you've been watching me on social media again, I was with this famous thug. I'm Sunny J Dusk everywhere. If you've been peeping, you see me do a countdown. Hey, when Screen Queens went off, I put the little countdown on and said 23 hours to Empire. So, yeah, which now is 52 minutes to Empire. So, right after the show, Empire is coming on. It's about to be turned up. Can't wait, man. That being said, we're going to go ahead and go into a music break, and then we'll be back right here on Life at the Dusk Live. Your boy, Seti J. Hump Day After Dusk. Yeah. Matter of fact, let's play one of the songs from Empire. Since we, you know, it's kind of getting y'all pumped up, whatever. Here we go.
Sometimes you feel insecure. Trust me, babe, I understand. Even with no manicure, just know that I'd still hold your hand. You look so good when you walk by. Sexy comes in every size. Keep wearing that, you ain't playing. You got yourself a new man. That's Kanye's workout plan. I call that baby fat. Baby fat. But you sure look good to me. I think you're so beautiful. Down, up, down, up, down. Shake it fast. It's yours.
How much you pay for it?
I say yours. king got a thing for the ladies. The ladies got a thing for the high king. What I'ma do with you, you so beautiful. How do I get you on my team? You could be natural with a wig on, chocolate, caramel, or a red bone. So confident, so classy, I should kiss you for the no chapstick. Can't help it, I love all women. Big, small, medium, and tall women. Oh man, every one of you look good to me. Ain't gotta be a beaver to get wood from me. Get it? Where the you come from? Shot me like a bullet, where do you get a gun from? Landing on your planet in another dimension. Looking at you got me standing up at attention. You got me going,
you're so beautiful.
Looking like a bag of money.
Bag of money, bag of money.
Shake it fast, shake it, shake it fast. You looking like a bag of money.
Bag of money, bag of money.
Shake it fast, shake it, shake it fast. You looking like a bag of money.
Bag of money, bag of money.
Shake it fast, shake it, shake it fast. You looking like a bag of money.
Shake it.
Yeah, that was You're So Beautiful. Yes, so Empire, and I'm excited to see it. Shout out to someone just told me, oh, I'm gonna watch Rosewood. Rosewood comes on during Life That Does Live. It's the I don't think it's gonna last for long. This is my personal opinion. Oh my God, really? Did you just take it there? Tall, dark. Okay, you know, we're not going to do this today. We are not going to do this today. So, scandal cover-ups. Oh my God. No, I'm not talking about the show Scandal when I say scandal cover-ups. I'm talking about some of this crap go around that goes around the NFL and you know what moves the needle? How everyone's like, "Oh my God, you gotta watch." These people are out here raping women and out here domestic violence and all that. I'm for that. I understand. I'm standing up for that. I'm definitely not telling you not to. But what I don't like is when people are getting this whole entire tyrant about things like, let's say Michael Vick, the same exact city who was getting upset because the Steelers put Michael Vick in their team, and they are still riding him about the dog fighting situation. Now, let's sit back for a moment. People are going to continue to chastise him because of the dog situation. I understand. We all make mistakes. I'm with you. It's very wrong. I agree. But I need you to call everything across the board. If you're gonna do this, don't start playing any mini money mo with what you're gonna talk about. Because when I hear people say rape, you know, what moves the needle of rape and I'll see views on posts about Ben Roethlisberger, what's going on with him, but then y'all kind of skated under the rug. And yeah, this rape allegation stuff, is just getting out of hand. I mean, and this is crazy. Like, we really had to sit here and go through this. I really don't know what to say. Like, everyone's going to continue to come for Michael Vick, but they're not going to call them both ways. Like, if you say something about one person, please, please, please make sure that you following through how you – we got to stand for what's right. And stand for what's right, then do it all the way. Don't half behind do it. And, yeah, rape some. I mean, look, just rape some. It's an old story. It's just ridiculous. So, it's people are sharing it. It's old, but it's still relevant. If you want to know why you're not going to, you want to go in on quarterbacks of teams of doing this, that, and the other. The Greg Hardy thing, people are like getting on him because, he was convicted in a first trial. Then he took another trial and, second trial. And then, it settled, in hints it basically settled out of court. And there ended up being no trial, so he ended up not being convicted. And so people are really riding that. And the man has done this, he didn't go to jail or whatever. But you chastise him. No, this man has won pretty much a whole entire season out of the NFL. He's going another four games. And you know what it is? Everyone wants to, and I talked about this the other day, owning it. Hashtag own it. Everyone wants him to give this elaborate apology. I don't want an elaborate apology. I just want you to do better going forth with your life. That's the best apology. Doing better by people. People want to feel vindicated if he gives an apology. And I watched so many times where people have apologized for what they do, in these kind of cases, and people still they keep wanting more and more apologies. So it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, he can apologize. He can apologize. He cannot apologize. You're still going to ride him. Doesn't matter. I honestly think the man he has behind closed doors has done so. And long as he did so by that woman, that's all that matters. Everyone else wanting a hand-picked apology for themselves, get out of here. Like, it's not this serious. People, you have got to stop being so unrealistic. So, someday they'll get together. So, yes. Another big point I wanted to go in as far as scandals going on. This whole entire thing going on with what's going on in when the Pope came over. And it just got out of hand, really out of hand. Like on Fox, Fox News, the hate mongering channel. This is crazy. Fox News, Fox the channel, good content. Fox News channel sucks. How were they owned by the same exact people? It just drives me insane. I'm getting ready to watch Empire. It comes on Fox. Then you got this totally mirror image of a channel that is just sucks. And it's just hate mongering. Like, the show is so much hate mongering that it's not even funny, man. So, Oh, hold on. I see we got big news. apparently, DeMarco Murray leaves practice with a hamstring injury. Sounds very, very interesting. Very interesting. Okay, so, DeMarco Murray, who left the Cowboys, my team, the Cowboys, which, by the way, I guess I can dub this hashtag totally biased sports moment. of the day. So totally biased source. Moment thanks to this, Eagles has listed Murray as a limited participant in practice or in team's injury report. He signed a, just a reminder, he signed a 5-year deal, $4 million contracts. It's offseason. You know, he was playing for the Cowboys, and Eagles pretty much, you know, coerced him to come over there. And, you know, they and everyone's saying, well, the Cowboys is also a great rusher. How could you get rid of the top rushers, blah, 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 blah. After two games, he only has 11 yards on 21 carries. That is essentially half a yard of freaking carry. That means I can every time I freaking walk around enough, I'm going to be able to do that in less than 5 minutes. Dude. And I can walk really slow and do this. That's my point. I didn't say run. I said walk. I can walk really slow in 5 minutes and get that 11 yards. So, DeMarco Murray, my friend, it's getting out of hand. I just don't know what to say about it. This is really crazy. The Eagles are really doing some really crazy crap, and they got rid of so many people. It's ridiculous. I'm done. All right, so let's see what's going on. All right, so the schedule for announced debates between party nominees. This is going on to another story. Sorry, the debates between the eventual Republican and Democratic nominees would take place in 2016 on September 22nd, October 9th, and 19th at three different sites, according to the Commission of Presidential Debates. And UNLV will be one place to host it. Very interesting. A pretty big Las Vegas presidential debate. That's going to be interesting. Who's going to make it to the table? Is it going to be Donald Trump? Is it going to be Donald Trump? It's going to be interesting. So other places that's set to host it would be UNLV. That's the Thomas and Mack Center at UNLV. At Wright State University. And I'm looking for the other one. Give me a moment. Been posting them. Well, okay, here we go. The first presidential debate will be Monday, September 26th at Wright State University, Dayton, Ohio. The vice presidential debate will take place on Tuesday, October 4th. Of 2016 at Longwood University, Farmville, Virginia. The second presidential debate will take place Sunday, October 9th, 2016 at Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri. A third presidential debate will take place at University of Nevada, Las Vegas, known as UNLV, on Wednesday, October 19th, 2016. In the event there needs to be a backup site, Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York, will play as the backup. So those of y'all who are really big into politics, that will let you know, hey, that's what's going on. Keep your eyes peeled. If you're in the area, those areas and you want to be able to go watch the debates, there you go. You have the information in front of you. All right, that being said, we're going to go ahead and go to another break, and we'll be back. Let's play this 24 hours of track. We'll be back after this.
Then I asked her what she waiting for. Call my phone, then she told me that she 24. Born grown, then I asked her what she tripping for. I get my own, and my mama, she don't live at home. I bought her own, thick thigh, little pretty. And I be getting high when she getting low. You should see her hip fly when she on the pole. So I'ma go and get mine before I hit the dough. Girl, pop that. When I say start, don't stop that, thought that. Let her hot, hit it. You gon' be addicted when I get it, huh?
Girl, don't hide it from me. You should be the type to provide it to me. And let it thug, kid. You ain't gotta get dressed to do your hair, girl. I got
24 hours. 24 hours.
Kinda talk.
I was thinking rough sex, hit it out the ballpark. One shot, two shot.
Too drunk.
Yeah. Big booty on her, turn her back to club like Julia. Oh yeah, yeah. Fuckin' for a real one. This is me, I'm a girl, choose one. I'm with all my mind, then we all rich. Girl, I'm a boss and I need a boss.
Oh,
I got two more hours, and I'ma get no flowers. Dollar sign, girl, get it tatted. I like it when you call me Big Daddy.
24 hours. 24 hours.
All my ladies gon' pop that. Touch the toes. I know you wanna get naughty. Oh, Annie, are you okay? With me the long way. You a freak in the sheets. Oh, girl.
Classic man.
About 13 minutes after the show. Yesterday is a special only 45-minute show. And, yeah, man, so just kind of catch you guys up to what's going down as far as I was talking about the Human Cameras Magazine contest we got going on. Now, we've been doing this pretty much a good chunk of the year now. We've been doing it July, for the August issue. Pretty much every issue now we've been doing is, and I want to say we did it back in the May issue as well. But we were doing to where we allow you, the fans, to vote on the covers. We make up mock covers, in which the mock covers end up becoming, whichever mock covers win, you know, they end up becoming the actual cover. But so we put those cover photos out there, allow you guys to vote for them on the Human Canvas Magazine fan page, and whoever has the most likes, that person becomes the front cover. Whoever has the second most likes becomes the back cover. So we do this for every issue now. It's kind of switch up the atmosphere of what magazines do. A lot of magazines, they tell you, you know, hey, you know, they pick the covers. You know, that you never really get a chance to pick on the cover, and the models, it kind of gets the models more amped because now they have a fair shot to put the fan base to work, this, that, and the third. And it's been very interesting, man. This has been the best one to date because, I mean, the top two contenders, they have been going back to back. And, you know, right now the votes are at 350 versus 249 as far as the top two. And the Nice Young, man, you know, this ends at 11:59 p.m. Central Standard Time. So, people, you still got a chance to vote for your favorite cover. Just go to the search Human Cameras Magazine on Facebook. Go to that fan page. Go to the issue number 23 contest. And pick your favorite cover from there. Hit the like button. Bam. And the work is done. So, yes, you, the people, get to pick on the covers. Yes, I want to make sure I get this album invited on Sunday. Make sure you come out. We'll be at, ironically, Empire Lounge. We'll be there chilling, and not just chilling, but enjoying. It's a great mixer. It'll put you on game, industry mixer, right here in Fort Worth, Texas. It'll be 2408 East Belknap of Fort Worth, Texas. Again, it'll be a showcase, vendors, industry panel. And I can't wait because I have got some stuff to say. So, yes, artists check in from 9. Doors open at 9 p.m. Artists check in from 9 to 12. And please be on time to check in. Yes, be on time, people. And some of the artists and industry speakers that be on deck, J.O., let me zoom this in a little bit more so I can see what I'm reading. Goodness. Nay Savage, David D, Mac, D Money, Timo, Freshy, Shaw, Royal Gang, JD, Slim Body, D Hawk, Hood Star G's, Dumaine, Kevin Dwayne, Our Boy Trail, Ryan Rinsers, TJ, Be Free, Buggy A, Kenya Graves, and Super Hits. And of course, the guest speakers would be Dirty from K104, J Cam, Dumaine, who is Kevin Gates' former producer, and Cottonmouth, and then yours truly, Ceddy J, which I'll be there on behalf of Human Chemist Magazine, and some of the vendors, Hair by Kiana, Royal Blues, Royal Rockin' Parties, FSO Sir Lloyd, and the headlining everything will be Young Nation, J.R. Patton, hosted by DJ Band. So it's a lot going on. Big ups to DJ Cut and DJ Dub J for putting it all together. And appreciate for being this. I get to be a part of a panel. This will be fun. I am going to be very blunt. Please believe it, man. I love being in these forums, let people know some things. So can't wait. Other stuff I want to make sure I got out too. Very pressing things going on. If you're always looking forward to see how you can be a part of Human Chemist Magazine, there's many different ways to go. Go to the same exact source for information, but the best way to go is to dustspot.com/Human Canvas Magazine. You go there, it gives you all the information you need to know. Let you know the last two submissions for the year, which those include the Veterans issue. That's of course because Veterans Day is in November, so we do a whole entire theme based on the military theme, and then we have the Naughty or Nice issue. Of course, it's a holiday issue, and so find out all the stuff. Go there to, again, dustspot.com/Human Chemist Magazine, and then we'll get you right. All right, that being said, people, I'm getting close. I want to remind you, if you miss any parts of the show, go to blogtalkradio.com/CeddyJ, CeddyJ. And you can also check us out by simply going to the TuneIn Radio app, the Stitcher Radio app, and then iTunes as well. Type in Dustspot Radio Network. It will get you on point. And, yeah, allow you to listen to the show however you want to. And, of course, don't forget about dustspot.com, which is a home, a very beautiful home for the up-and-coming industry professionals. You're an industry professional, you need to be on that site because we do things a little bit differently than a lot of social networks. We're a social network that works for you, not just you just being a part of a social network. You run the social network. So there you go. All right, we're rolling on out, reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life in the Dust Live, your boy Ceddy J. We are rolling on out. Peace. And also, this is Hump Day. We remind you, a very special PSA. We tell you every week, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly.